President Bush will finish this week with a visit to wounded American troops at a Washington hospital. That may serve as a reminder of the stakes in the decisions the president may soon make. He's been getting advice on Iraq. It's coming from the State Department, from the Pentagon, and from a much-publicized outside study group led by a former Secretary of State. And then there's a plan from the influential think tank known as the American Enterprise Institute. NPR's Guy Raz reports that plan is getting plenty of attention at the White House.
Sometimes pundits can also be players. Take Frederick Kagan, for example. In the days after James Baker and Lee Hamilton unveiled their prescription for fixing Iraq, the ISG report, Frederick Kagan, a military historian with the American Enterprise Institute, offered his review.
I think that the core recommendations are either impossible or absolutely unacceptable.
Dead on arrival, in Kagan's view, because Baker and Hamilton proposed to withdraw most combat troops from Iraq by early 2008.
The notion of training up the Iraqis, drawing down by the levels that are suggested and the timetables that are suggested is militarily unrealistic.
But what rankled Johns Hopkins professor Elliot Cohen more than anything else was the way the report was unveiled. Cohen was offended that Baker and Hamilton hired a big-name public relations firm. They arranged a press tour.
And an Annie Leibovitz photo shoot as well, and the publishing contract and all that. The truth of the matter is, I think the study group is really pretty much dead on arrival. I don't think it's going to have much of an impact.
Okay, so there's the pundit part. Now, the player part. It turns out Frederick Kagan and Elliot Cohen decided to come up with a plan of their own to propose. It's being called the AEI report, and the White House liked it so much, it invited the primary authors, Kagan, Cohen, and the recently retired Vice Chief of Staff for the Army, Jack Keane, to meet with the president.
The key thing here is not the surge per se,
which is what Frederick Kagan wants to emphasize.
What we're really talking about is a change in strategy and redefining the strategic mission of American military forces in Iraq. So far, the mission of American military forces in Iraq has been training the Iraqi army and handing over responsibility to the Iraqis. What we're saying is the primary responsibility has to be securing the Iraqi population.
Which is to say, protecting the Iraqi people. And why? Well, Elliot Cohen says it's a classic counterinsurgency strategy.
Fundamentally, the way you win a counterinsurgency fight, yes, it's a fight about ideas, yes, it's a fight about development, but fundamentally it's a fight about security, about can you protect the population.
And if you do not address that in the near term, then we are going to lose.
This is retired General Jack Keane. He co-authored the AEI report.
So what we need is additional U.S. forces with Iraqi forces securing a population to bring down the level of violence so it's at a level that the Iraqis can manage. And until we do that, the Iraqis are going to continue to struggle and fail.
But even Kagan and Cohen are prepared to acknowledge that their plan may not work. Cohen is conflicted over Iraq anyway. His oldest son is a second lieutenant in the Army, preparing for his second Iraq tour.
As a father, my interest lies in saying we should just shut this thing down tomorrow. But you can't, as a citizen, you can't talk that way.
And as a citizen, Elliot Cohen says, we have to give it one more try. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.